Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 13th. Happy Resurrection Day and happy End of Summer Celebration Day. Happy day to get Bibles for the 3Kers, the first grade, the fourth grade, and the seventh grade. Happy joint combined service at 10 a.m. If you're listening to this in the morning, don't forget, we're in a combined service. We are in a new section of Scripture this weekend. We're starting to read passages that anticipate the day of the Lord. So the Old Testament prophets promised a deliverer who would come to save God's people. And today in the passage, we read about the servant of the Lord. And as I read this previously, I was reminded of all the passages we just read about Jesus being a light, being a healer, bringing justice in situations. This is all coming to pass. This is fulfillment of this very passage that we'll read today from Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 17. These prophets also anticipated a new covenant, the return of God's presence to dwell among his people, the outpouring of the Spirit and renewal, and then resurrection in the day of the Lord. And so as we read throughout the next couple of weeks, we will read about all of this anticipation. But today in Isaiah 42, 1 through 17, we're going to read about the servant of the Lord and then a song of praise to the Lord. And as I read, I want you to think about how Jesus Christ, our Lord, has fulfilled this prophecy. Isaiah 42, the servant of the Lord. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. And then we move into a section called Song of Praise to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea, all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them, let the wilderness and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. The Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry, and with triumph over his enemies. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out. I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, you are our gods, will be turned back in utter shame. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Did you catch the ways that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has fulfilled this prophetic message? There are several in the first few verses. For example, in verse 2, it says, "He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets." As we were reading last week about Jesus before Pilate, I just thought about this verse again, that he was not one that was seeking attention. He wasn't seeking acclaim in this world, but he had come on a mission. And then I look at verse 6. It says, "I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind." Remember the several passages we read about Jesus healing blind people and then to free captives from prison. I thought about the woman caught in adultery and how he freed her, so to speak, from prison and released from the dungeon those who sit in darkness, those that were under the power of Satan and had demon possession. He freed them. And also, he frees us, those who sit in darkness, those who cannot save ourselves. And so I was just excited today to see where Isaiah, a book in the Old Testament written 700 or so years before Jesus was born, was fulfilled in what Jesus had done. And it will be continually fulfilled when the new heavens and the new earth appear. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity we have to worship together, whether it be in person or via live stream. We ask, Lord, that as we gather together this evening for the end of summer celebration, that you would bless that time together, that we would have good community with one another. We pray for good weather. We pray for safety. We pray that as we eat and commune, that we would enjoy the gifts that you have given and celebrate and look forward to a fall semester where we grow and renew and look forward to a new building plan. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.